Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thanks. Welcome back on board On the Mark. I am Joe McGranahan. This is On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number, as always, is 570-743-9565. But here's today's catch. When you call this morning, and we hope you do because we'd love to hear from you, you will be put directly on hold because our producer, we have an issue in the phone system, and our producer cannot hear you. But they can answer the phone, and they will do that. They will put you directly on hold, and then I will pick up the phone and be surprised to find out exactly who's there. Won't this be fun? Give us a call at 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236, but be sure to include the keyword OTM at the start of your message. You know, we all know that SMC stands for Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers. With that comes the need for many great behind-the-scenes employees. While they have many awesome technicians ready to serve you, they need more. You know why? Because they've been in business 107 years. And folks just flock to them every day because of the excellent reputation they have and for the excellent service they provide. They're looking for entry-level and experienced technicians to work in their quick lane, their car and light service areas, the heavy truck service, body frame and alignment, and towing departments. Whether you're an experienced technician, an entry-level technician, looking for your first job, or someone looking for a career change, they would love to hear from you. Stop by in person, apply online at Sunbury Motors Company, or call Todd at 286-7746. Well, we have our first taker on the line this morning. We'll get to that in just a second. Just a little bit of unfinished business, some yesterday's texts. How can anybody in this country support savagely torturing and killing parents and stealing their children? Let's ask the leftists on this show. All right, we'll ask them. Hamas footage of them raping women, killing children and families makes me realize that climate change is our greatest threat. And an answer, a question to Chris, who called at the end of the program yesterday. Chris, are you supporting Hamas terrorists? And let's see here. Another text says, words versus actions, Chris. Biden's actions endanger the world. Trump's words hurt your feelings. Boo-hoo. And poisoning the blood, doesn't fentanyl poison people? Gets in the bloodstream and kills people. Illegals are bringing in fentanyl. And we have we talked yesterday about former President Donald Trump's interview in which he said immigrants were poisoning the blood of our country. One of our emailers was kind enough to send us an article from the New York Times by Trip Gabriel, which we'll get to in a minute. But we have two callers on the line, and we'll see who the first one is. Good morning. You're on the mark. Who is it?
Hey, this is Stan from Danville.
All right, Stan from Danville. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Question, Joe. How long do you think before the gas prices really start climbing?
Well, I think that there's a real issue now with Biden having drained our strategic petroleum reserve now that we have, this war in Israel to contend with, and it's likely to put a real pressure on it. Let's see here. The world benchmark...
17 days.
Yeah, it both surged 4%, an inch closer to $90 a barrel as a result of the volatility created by the Middle East crisis. So, yeah, I think it's been going down, but I think it's going to go back up again.
Yeah, I was surprised it didn't go up yesterday. Just surprised me. I drive by Sheets every day, and they're good for 15, 20-cent raise within an eight-hour period when certain things like this happen. But it didn't happen yesterday, which surprised me. So time will tell. But, you know, Biden doing what he's doing with the petroleum industry, doing what he's doing with Iran, you know, it's insanity, you know, compounded by more insanity. And we're in a dangerous place, I think, in the world.
Well, we are.
You got pro-Palestinian Hamas protesters all around the world. You know, in Australia yesterday or day before, they were shouting, gas the Jews, gas the Jews. That's pretty freaking evil, in my opinion. But for some reason, there's people, Congress Congress members that support what's going on, the Palestinians.
Well, I haven't heard from all of them. I know that a couple of them, but we didn't hear from Ilhan Omar, did we? Or is she the one we did hear from?
Yeah, I think they're both in support of it because, you know, she's good buddies with Tlaib. And Tlaib, evidently, I've heard, has a Hamas flag, or not a Hamas flag, but a Palestinian flag outside her office in D.C. there. So, you know, she's about as disrespectful and needs to be removed from Congress as anybody I know. You know, the whole crew of them. But they're all supporting the Palestinians because, you know, what Hamas is doing, that's okay. You know, they're going out and butchering people and killing little kids and old ladies and grabbing the old... Did you hear the one report?
Which
one? The terrorists took this lady's phone and got into her phone and found her Facebook page and took a video of them killing her and then posted it on Facebook so the family could find it because evidently it was a private page, so only the family could see it.
No, but I did hear
that's the evil.
Yeah, well, I did hear this morning there was a story on CBS this morning of a guy who was on the phone with his daughter and son-in-law in Tel Aviv. Or Jerusalem, I'm not sure where, but somewhere in Israel, and the terrorists broke in and shot and killed them while he was on the phone with them. But they
I didn't think they had gotten into Tel Aviv. I thought they were mostly border communities.
Well, but I didn't really hear where the community was, just that their child survived because the parents, in dying, threw themselves over the child to protect them.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of evil out there, but, you know, they're in Israel. Basically, the politicians have disarmed as citizens there. You have to request permission to purchase any type of firearm, and you're only allowed, I think, up to 50 rounds of ammunition for that firearm, and you can't necessarily carry it without permission and licensing. So most people in Israel don't bother, and what happens? They didn't have the means to protect themselves. You know, it's one thing with being with that rave where, you know, they killed 200 and some people, you know, or people not being armed there. That's kind of understandable because most places like that don't want people with weapons in there. But the people that were killed in their homes, that the terrorists stalked and went into their homes and butchered them and killed them, if they had some sort of means of protection, they might have been able to take some of the terrorists out as before they got taken out.
Yeah, that would be great.
Which is what needs to happen.
Yeah, that would be great if they would take some of
them. But, you know, they want to disarm. And that's exactly what the left wants to do in this country. I don't care what anybody says. You know, they say, oh, we're just going after assault weapons. No, they're going after everything. And that's, you know, proven because they've said it in the past. If they could get it all, they would. You know, dear Dianne Feinstein, may her soul rest in peace, said those exact words back, you know, 20 years ago. If she could have gotten them all, she would have. That's exactly what she said. But, you know, the political climate wouldn't allow it.
Well, you know, this is a sad situation for the people of Israel. I don't really understand what Hamas expected to gain unless they were prepared to follow it up with a massive land campaign that would actually crush Israel's military. I'm not certain what they expected to achieve with this.
I think they're trying to draw in other players, trying to draw in the U.S., maybe the U.K., draw them in so they could start another world war.
Well, yeah.
You know, they're terrorists. They don't care. You know, they're going to go get their Howard 21 virgins or whatever they're told, the lie they're told, you know, if they go martyr themselves in a holy war, that's what they think they're going to get. I hate to tell them what they're going to get is fires in the pits.
Well, yeah, but I know. I like to think that people have some reasonable expectation of what it is they want to achieve when they start down a particular path. It doesn't make sense to me that they would... I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not seeing the big picture. And we had hoped to get somebody from CBS on who is a little more closely involved with this than we are to ask them a few questions like this. But, I mean, what's their end game? What does Hamas expect to achieve? Did they think Israel wouldn't retaliate? Did they think Israel wouldn't bomb the Dickens out of them?
Well, it's not... Hamas is supported by Iran. Iran hopes to weaken Israel, so it makes them more vulnerable.
But what about their own Palestinian people who are going to suffer from this?
Well, they voted them in. You know, however many years, over 15 years ago, 14, 15 years ago, they voted Hamas in to control the Palestinian Authority.
Man.
So, you know, whether they did it by force, under duress, who knows? But you know that there's people there, I've seen reports, that family outside there have said that their family members that are still there don't agree with Hamas, but they can't do anything. I mean, either that or they're dead. You know, if they try and do something, they end up dead because they don't, you know, they're the numbers of them, and they don't have the weapons.
Yeah.
So they're kind of stuck.
Okay, sir. We got to move on. We have two other callers, and we'll find out who they are. Appreciate your call, as always, Dan.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Just a reminder that right now, if you give us a call and on the mark this morning, we will answer the phone, but you'll go right on hold because our producer's unable to talk to you this morning. We have two callers on the line, two lines open. So when you give us a call, you'll be put on hold, and then we'll get to you as fast as we can. Good morning. You're on the mark. Who's next?
Hey, good morning, Your Honor.
Oh, all right, Bill from Bloomsburg, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
How you doing?
All right, you?
Yeah. Yeah, a little calmer today. Hey, just to go over the Biden administration, right, by, you know, releasing the $6 billion. And the $6 billion, you got to remember, was seized because of Iran's activity with terrorism, right? Now, Biden came out and said all that money was for food and whatnot. So say Iran does buy food, whatnot, with that, or, well, that just gave them $6 million over here on the other side to continue to fund terrorism. And the debt to America, you know, I mean, they Israel and us, they're like, we're dogs to them. And here's what gets me is Biden comes out and says, hey, I'm going to build 20 miles of border, what, blah, 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 blah. And it probably, and all that does is like a cover your butt scenario where we have 11 million plus unknown documented people in our country that if something would happen or a terrorist attack or anything that goes astray or 100,000 missing kids or whatever, that they could come out, and it's a talking point on the election coming up that, hey, well, look what we did. We did this for the wall. See, they weren't doing nothing. And if they say something happens right before the election, they could revert back to say, hey, we allocated this. They don't care about this country. All they care is continue on. This is still the next election. They want to give, by the time it comes around, all these people are going to get cards and whatnot to vote, and the Democrats don't care about the common man. All they care about is staying in power.
Yeah, but Bill, they can't just give people cards to vote. I mean, the only place where I know illegal immigrants are allowed to vote is in Washington D.C. in local elections, and I think they made a terrible mistake permitting that. You know, there's cards they could possibly get cards to work in this country, but they cannot vote unless they register illegally. And hopefully we would have something in place to catch that, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh. With this great technology that we have and how they fight against it, at some point, all these illegal aliens are going to get some type of identification card. And it'll branch. I'll just wait and see.
But if that's true, Bill, if we give them an identification card, we know where they are and who they are. And that means when the time comes to deport them, if we actually do deport them, we'll be able to identify them.
This administration ain't going to deport them.
Well, the Obama administration did. They called Obama the deporter in chief. Who knows?
Well, we're not there. We're right now. It's like we're with this Getty-O's for brains, and he don't care. And I like how the talking points, all the news agencies continue to come out with, you know, the same thing at the same time. And you got to remember, right, just not too long ago, the police state was censoring Facebook and Twitter, and the stepping stones were moving forward now where Hillary came out and said, if you're a Republican, you're considered a MAGA supremacist and all that. And it made a joking comment that it should go to a political camp.
She said they should be reprogrammed because she believes we're cult members.
Say that word.
Reprogram, yeah.
I mean, the common folks sees all this, and they should be in an uproar. Like in Iran, what they did, what Hamas, that was just like, hey, we got the money. They don't care if they all get killed. That was just like a shooting a finger at us, like saying, hey, you don't tell us what to do, and hey, you go in there and do this, go cause a little disruption, but we're just going to send America a message like, it's all this is, you know? It's sad.
But it's a dangerous world right now. I mean, with the fact that we have the Ukraine, we have the situation in Israel, any one of these things could escalate into something far beyond what we reasonably want it to be. And I don't think anybody in their right mind wants to see, whether it's on the Israeli side or the Palestinian side, I don't want to see people killed. I mean, what's the reason we can't live in peace? Why can't we work something out between these people? Well, the reason is the Palestinians believe the Israelis stole their homeland, and the Palestinians want their own self-autonomy.
Well, you have to remember, Biden was gifted $300 million worth of equipment and materials to complete the wall, right? That has been sold off for $5 million, I think $5 million. You know that there was contracts for contractors to complete that wall, that the United States is still paying them contractors to do no work, that they were signed contracts, that they're getting free money to build a wall that's not getting built.
Yeah, but the Biden administration is building about 20 more miles of wall.
And what did I say that? That's just a narrative for the headlines come election time.
Yeah, well, bear in mind,
attack happens with the United States. Like, hey, look what I did. It's a look what I did.
Yeah, but bear in mind, when he ran, he was saying there wouldn't be one more foot of wall built in his administration.
Well, now you understand what his poll numbers are down.
Yeah.
That he has to do this. He has to come out. They're probably going to put some cameras down there, and I heard the one person say, well, to put some Ring doorbells, and they'll continue to watch on the Ring doorbells, and it puts an acre and you know, 20 miles or whatever. He sold off all the material. I don't know where he's going to get the material.
We'll find out. Hey, listen, we got to move on. We have to take a break.
Remember, it's a talking point for the next election with this wall. When something happens within our boundaries, within our country, to our American people, that, hey, still vote for me, but look what I did. You can't blame me. That's all that is.
Well, we'll see if you're right. Hey, thanks, Bill.
Continue to believe this.
Thanks. Good luck. We'll find out. Thanks a lot. 570-743-9565. When you call today, our producer will put you immediately on hold, and then when you your turn comes up, I'll get to you on the phone, and we'll find out who our next caller is right now. Good morning. You're on the mark. Who's this?
Hey, Joe. It's Bob from Williamsport. How you doing?
All right, Bob. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you so much. Let's not. You were speaking a few minutes ago. You said that these people don't want it. That Palestinians don't want to kill their own people, etc. You're applying logic to a group of people who are absolutely under tremendous pressure to do whatever it takes for the cause. So they're not going to. They don't care who they kill. They don't care who is involved. And let's remember, the Palestinians have always been nomads. They have never had their own country. And so their claim that they think they should be given what Israel has is totally ludicrous. But these people have no sense, no humanity, no feelings, and they'll do whatever they do. They don't never forget, they hate us, they hate the Western way, and they definitely hate Israel.
I'm not going to disagree with you at all. I think you're absolutely correct. But still, what do they expect to gain? I mean, they're going to destroy...
I don't think they think that way, Joe. They think, okay, we're going to attack Israel, and they were successful, unfortunately, and they're going to be the most barbaric people. Anybody who says they're going to slaughter innocent people and... kill them if there's another bomb dropped on a particular area of the Gaza Strip or wherever. I mean, that is terror at its best.
So you think it's just terror for the sake of terror?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's how they rule. That's how the leaders rule them, and that's how they rule. That's how they view the world.
But what about the average guy on the street?
I don't think it matters.
To them?
I do believe that there's good people everywhere, But when you have leadership and you have, you know, you have a group of people who are absolute zealots and have such intense hatred and have had it for, you know, we've been fighting in that part of the world for 10,000 years.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, it's going to be very, very difficult to stop this. And I do believe this was a reaction to the fact that Saudi Arabia and Israel were talking. I really think that that's what it was. So, you know, they're all kind of concerned about that. So what do? They go out and kill a bunch of people. But they don't know the wrath of Israel. Israel has never lost, and they will not lose.
Well, I agree. Israel will certainly respond in kind.
Yeah.
Actually, they'll probably respond out of proportion to the attacks simply because they want to discourage anything like this from happening again.
I think they have pretty much said that they're going to destroy Hamas, that Hamas is equal to ISIS, and they're going to absolutely wipe them off the face of the earth. And I wouldn't be surprised. And you know what? Good for them.
But Palestinian autonomy is an idea. I don't think you can destroy an idea. You can destroy the people who have the idea, but you can't destroy the idea.
You're right. You're right about that. But, I'll close on this thought. We do live in a very dangerous world right now. And how we got here, that I guess that really, it matters, but it doesn't matter at this time. We had better be we better be on our toes here in terms of looking out for the United States, because who's to say that we won't be the next? It won't be the first time.
Do you think that they would try to escalate this? I mean, do you think there's more to come from the Hamas people?
I don't know. I'm not that smart, Joe.
Neither am I. But I'm looking for opinions.
I really don't know. But you know, they won't go down. They won't go down easily. They're already talking about having booby traps set, and you know, these are heathens and despicable people who will do anything to terrorize the enemy. So.
Well, I heard this morning report, and it surprised me because I tend not to follow Israeli politics unless there's something going on over there.
Right.
Although I was aware that Netanyahu was in trouble for his stand on a couple of issues, and they think he may be a crook or sort of like our Richard Nixon. But, but you know, they said that the country was pretty much divided, that the people who live in the cities are more secular, and the people who live in the countries are more religiously oriented, and that the country actually was in a great state of divide leading up to this, and that may have provoked Hamas to make the attack.
Well, they saw it as a point of weakness because, and they actually talked about, I saw the news yesterday afternoon, the same thing, that they believe that the Israelis probably had let down their guard a little bit. There's all this internal fighting. Netanyahu's future, was very much in question. So, you know, when you're going through a whole bunch of different turmoil in your own country, things can slip through the cracks. And this was a very primitive kind of approach. You know, they had all these specialized systems for detecting rockets and other stuff coming in to that Iron Dome. But they said this was very basic. Go in on motorcycles and ATVs and just start murdering people. So.
Yeah, but I look at it this way. That stuff had to come from somewhere. It had to come into the port of Gaza from someplace.
Oh, I believe, and I think it's been said already. Look, all fingers should point to Iran.
Yeah, although
no
they
question.
Deny any involvement, of course.
Well, have you ever heard them admit to anything?
Nope, not really.
Okay.
Nothing bad, at least.
No, of course not.
Okay, hey, thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. Take care,
sir.
Have
a good day.
Bye. 570-743-9565. When you call, you will be put on hold, and we will get to you as fast as we can. Our producer is unable to talk to you this morning, but they can answer the call, so that's a good thing. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236, but put OTM at the start of your comment.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
To prove that mobile from Pentel and Data Business Voice brings the office everywhere you are, I'm to connect with my team while falling 15,000 feet!
We're here, boss. We hear you loud and clear.
Thanks, Janice. You know, companies today need affordable, cloud-based, unlimited calling, conferencing, mobile synergy, and easy upgrades to grow with your business to keep you, well, truly mobile.
Pentel and Data Business Voice. Anywhere you are.
Janice?
Yeah, boss?
Yeah, I'm gonna need a little help.
Shouldn't healthcare be simpler? It can be. Geisinger Gold Medicare Advantage plans offer convenient access to Geisinger providers, plus a network of 30,000 doctors and 180 hospitals across Pennsylvania, with no referrals required for any plan. Better health is easier with the right partner. Call 866-352-5055 to request your free 2024 plan highlights guide today.
Geisinger Gold are HMO, PPO, and HMO D-SNP plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Geisinger Gold depends on contract renewal.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We're brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. We have two calls on hold this morning. Two lines are open. One of our texters says, Bill speaks the truth. And Bill did have some interesting comments this morning. Another texter says, out of proportion response, Joe. What is the proper response for the butchering of civilians by terrorists? I say scorched earth. Well, okay, I can understand revenge, if that's what you want to call it, but I would like to think the Israelis were better than the Palestinians or better than Hamas, and hopefully that they would respond proportionately but discreetly, I guess, or with a little compassion for the other people on the other side who are innocent victims just as their own citizens were. And certainly there are some Palestinian innocent victims, too. Am I wrong about that? Let me know. The Palestinians have been offered land and treaties for years, yet it's never enough. So here we are. That's one of our other texters. Good morning. You're on the mark. Who's this?
This is Joseph, yeah.
All right, Joseph, you're on the mark.
Yeah, you're talking about the root problem. Why would they do such a thing like this? And, of course, the other caller touched on it somewhat. You got to go back to the root causes, like Kamala Harris went to South America to find out the root causes of immigration. She didn't find out much. But anyway, it goes back to Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel. There were two groups of people in the world after that.
What, Palestinians and Israelis? I mean, come on. That was a brother versus brother. That wasn't over
land.
Well, yeah,
but that's where it began. Satan filled Cain's heart to kill his brother, okay, because his brother was righteous. Now, you bring that down. There was a curse came on Satan, on the serpent, that the seed of the woman would bruise his head, and he would bruise the seed of the woman's heel. That was a prophecy concerning the Savior. When they nailed him to the tree, he bruised his heel, but when he rose from the dead, he bruised serpent's head. Now, there's two groups of people in the world today. There's only two groups of people. Those people who follow the Savior and are born again and have eternal life, and the rest of the world doesn't have eternal life and can never get it unless they come to the Savior. That would be these people of Haman, Hezbollah, and so forth. They do not believe, and they hate Christians and Jews. Am I right?
Well, I don't think they're overly fond of us, grant you that.
No, death to America, and death to the Jews. Now, here's my point. Now, it's a salient point. If you receive the Savior as your elder brother, your Savior, you become a Jew, spiritually speaking. The Bible says you become a Jew. Paul says that in Romans chapter 2. Now, I'll show you a Jew, one who's been circumcised in the foreskin of his heart. Okay, they hate Jews, they hate Christians, and that's why they do these things. It's as simple as that. They're filled with the spirit of Satan. They're demonic, and it's just what it is.
But they're not just going around frothing at the mouth with demons crawling out from under them. These are people who have grievances going back centuries for the land that they believe was taken from them. Just as Native Americans in this country believe and are correct in saying we took land from them. You know, it creates a certain amount of ill will over the years. And if it's not redressed, if you have a grievance, a huge grievance, and I let it fester and fester and fester, sooner or later, you're going to do something about it, aren't you?
I agree. There's a grievance there, but their grievance has no merit in truth. That land was given to Abraham and his seed forever. And that extends from Egypt to up into Iran, up into that area. They're not even possessing near what they are going to possess once the Savior comes back.
Yeah, but the Palestinians don't buy that. They're not Christians.
I know they don't buy it, and that's why. And they're the children of Ishmael. That's a fact. And so Ishmael did not get the promise. Although he was a child of Abraham, he did not get the promise of the land. It came to Isaac and to Jacob and then to his descendants. But they don't realize that. They don't want to hear that, even though they know that, that's what the Bible says. But they don't believe that.
I think they
have no right at all to the land.
Okay, well, I mean, I think that they think they do, whether they're right or wrong.
And I agree. They think they do, yes, of course. I asked an Arab one time, I was in Heathrow Airport, and he was there praying to Mecca, and after he was done, he was a young man, a college student, I guess, and I said, hey, I have the Quran, I've read the Quran. I said, in your Quran, it teaches that the Savior, that Yeshua, they say Yeshua, but anyhow, that Yeshua mother was a virgin. And I said, your Bible says that. And so I asked him, I said, would not that child, who would be the father of that child if she was a virgin? Because she didn't have relations with a man, and he had to admit it would be the Almighty, okay? Then I said to him, well, then wouldn't that child be greater than any human being that ever walked the face of the earth? And, of course, he would have to answer in the affirmative, but he didn't want to, but he'd have to. And I said, would he not be greater than Muhammad, was a mere man? And, of course, that put the lid on our conversation. But it's a fact, and they just will not admit those truths.
Okay, well, I realize you are very Bible-centered and believe that everything stems from the Bible, but not everybody shares that conviction, Joseph. Hey, thanks for your call. We appreciate it. 570-743-9565. Good morning. You're on the mark. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lance.
All right, Lance. Good morning, sir. Good to hear you.
Yeah. Why? I think this is really odd that if the left end of the spectrum here in our country saw that they came up with a treaty that was signed that said that Arizona would go back to the Apaches, they would stand up and cheer. I'm sure they would. But here in Israel, they are for the interlopers, not the true people, the indigenous peoples of that area. That is the reason why the UN did give the ground that they did back to the Jews. Now, what the Jewish people are up against is the Twelvers in the Muslim faith, the Islamists. Now, they say that when the 12th Imam is ordained or whatever, why then the kingdom will be set up from God, you know, to rule their way. Well, that doesn't happen until every Jew is dead. And that is what they believe. Now, this is only a small faction of the Muslim faith. However, that's what they're up against.
Yeah, but I know, you know, our other caller believes everything is biblically centered. And many people do believe that. But other people look at it from the standpoint of, okay, this is a grievance. This is something that I have a right to. It was taken from my people. I want it back. You know, so we're not always going to have a biblical answer to everything that happens. I mean, there may be reasons if you believe it. If you're a believer, you may believe those things, but other people don't. And they don't act that way because they don't believe that way.
Well, yeah, I understand this, but what I'm saying is the people that the Jews are up against do believe all that stuff.
Well, Adolf Hitler believed it, too. You know, I don't understand why it is that we always have to have somebody to scapegoat. We have to have somebody we have to blame our problems on. Hitler chose the Jews. Other people over the centuries have chosen the Jewish people. You know, I grew up in Harrisburg. I went to school. My parents, even though I'm a Catholic, I went to public school. My parents sent me there. They said, you're going to have to deal with more than just Catholics the rest of your life. I went to school with black kids. I went to school with Jewish kids. I went to school with Hispanic kids. And we all got along because we weren't taught to hate each other. You know, we didn't let... We got to know each other on an individual basis. That's why I often look back to Jimmy Carter and the great thing he did with the Camp David Accords. He got the leaders of Israel and Egypt together in a quiet, friendly setting where they could talk calmly without decades of animosity and anger flowing over the top. And we need more of that in this world today.
And then he blew it all in Iran.
Yeah, well, of course, there's that.
Yeah, that's the reason of all the trouble. We had a real good toehold over there, you know. It was wonderful. The Shah and everybody, every American company was there doing something for the Shah. He wanted to have something left for his people after the oil was gone. And he said, well, your human rights violations... Well, he was up against the Ayatollah.
Yeah.
You can't treat that guy with kid gloves. And so from that, when the Shah was deposed, the whole thing went down in flames. And that's the truth. That's what happened.
Yeah, no argument. But on the other hand, the people supported the Imam. They wanted him in power. They still do to a large, not the same Imam, but they want the same thing.
Yeah, and that includes wiping the Jews off the planet along with every Christian.
Well, I don't think they're going to accomplish that task. And I agree with our caller, Bill, who was talking earlier from Williamsport. You know, this is a complex situation, and then maybe they don't have any objective in mind, that they just are doing it for the sake of terror. But logic would dictate, logic to me dictates that they want something, you know, and I don't think they're going to force Israel to the bargaining table. They'll force Israel to bomb the be Dickens out of them, but they aren't going to force them to a bargaining table with acts of terror. They're just not going to do it. The Israelis won't budge on that, and I don't blame them.
Well, you see, what I said was their objective is to kill every Jew that is breathing.
Right, but the Jews have weapons, too. In other words, before I pick
a fight,
I may believe I want you wiped off the face of the earth, but if I've got a cap gun and you've got a nuclear bomb, what are my odds?
Right, okay. I definitely agree with that.
So, I mean, before I pick a fight with somebody, I'd like to make it certain I got a shot at winning.
Well, not really.
Unless I just want to get my brains beat out, you know, for this. Maybe I'm a masochist. Who knows?
Well, if you die fighting the infidels, why, you go to heaven with
How many virgins do you get? I forget how many. 57, 70? No, 57 is Heinz varieties. That's not... Hey, Lance, we got to take a break. Thanks so much for calling. 570-743-9565. You give us a call. Our producer cannot talk to you this morning, but she will answer the phone. Lynn Hall's over there. She will answer the phone, put you on hold, and I'll get to you just as fast as I can. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, everyone, gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kirian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With Giant Choice Rewards, I always save money. I can earn choice points on stuff I already buy, then redeem my points for extra dollars off. Thanks, Giant App. Giant, for today's table.
Save this week on our brand London Broil. Buy one, get one free.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. Our hotlines are open, 570-743-9565. We'll get you through to our producer, Lynn Hall, who will put you on hold immediately without talking to you today because she can't. Not that she doesn't want to. She's a very friendly person. We'll be happy to talk to you on most days, but today she just can't. But she'll put you on hold, and then I'll get to you as fast as I can. One of our texters says, Iran has admitted to the bombing of the Marine barracks in Lebanon in the 80s. The terrorists captured have said that Iran helped them. Now, we've had a lot of news coverage on this war, and I've been fascinated by the fact that a lot of the networks are really giving time to people who are on the other side, away from Israel. This one I found on CNN this morning from the CBS CNN morning show. Palestinian observer to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour, is speaking out against Israel's military response to the Hamas terrorist attacks. This is what he had to say.
History for some media and politicians start when Israelis are killed. We know only too well that the message is about Israel's right to defend itself will be interpreted by Israel as license to kill, to pursue on the very path that led us here.
The death toll is rising on both sides, with more than 700 people confirmed dead. In Israel, nearly 500 Palestinians killed. The UN estimates that more than 123,000 Palestinians have already been displaced since the fighting began on Saturday. Joining us now is Palestinian-American Middle East analyst Omar Badar. Omar, appreciate your time. To start with, the timing. I think the big question has been the surprise and how did this happen? How was Israel caught so off guard? But what's your sense in terms of the timing as why it happened now?
I think the timing is inherently random because otherwise it would not be a successful surprise attack. And I just want to mention that obviously what we've seen out of it has been absolutely horrific. I've been listening to your previous guests who are talking about not being able to find their children, and that's absolutely heartbreaking. I'm the father of two little children, and I can't imagine how I would feel if they were kidnapped and I did not know where they were. But the real scandal here is that this is every bit as horrific as it is predictable and preventable. A lot of people are talking about this as an intelligence failure, but I think there's a much more fundamental failure of common sense that you can put millions of Palestinians under indefinite military occupation and a system of apartheid as recognized by every major human rights organization in the world, where Israel commits daily war crimes against Palestinians everywhere, land theft, lack of access to water, dropping bombs indiscriminately on civilian areas, and to think that this is a situation that's not going to eventually lead to an explosion is absolutely insane.
That's a very interesting comment. He thinks it was entirely random. All right, we have another caller on the line. Good morning. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
It's Dan from New Berlin.
You got it right. Bingo. And, hey, you had a lot of great calls this morning. And, you know, the way Iran and that group look at the world, they look at Israel as the little Satan, and United States, because they perceive everybody here is Christian, us as the big Satan.
And yeah, but not everybody is Christian. We have these demonstrations from people who are supporting Hamas in New York City. I mean, that's almost unheard of in this country.
It's unbelievable, Joe, that anybody living in this country could support that group of people. Unbelievable how United States drifted from truth into error, that there'd be people like that here that would sympathize with the enemy.
Well, this is a free country, Dan.
It's a free country. They're allowed to do that.
Yep, that definitely true. But it's really sad when we have open scripture. We can pick up the Bible, read it anytime we want, yet basically a lot of people here are biblical illiterate. They never studied it, they never look at it, and that's the sad part why we're in.
Yeah, but Dan, the Bible isn't the official book of the United States. It's not the official book of, you know, Hamas, certainly. You know, these are people who are not operating on, I know you and Joseph believe all this, and I understand and I respect that, but these are not people acting on biblical prophecy. These are people acting out of their own self-interest or what they perceive to be their own self-interest.
Exactly. Joe, you're right. They are acting out in their own self-interest. They want to rule the world. They want a complete caliphate. You remember ISIS had a caliphate over in Syria and over in that area. Remember who wiped out the caliphate in a short time? Remember who that man was?
You tell me.
Donald Trump.
Right, okay.
Remember
well,
that?
Donald Trump was working toward peace in the Middle East, and I think he's done more or did more than a lot of other presidents, a vast majority of other presidents, and he really didn't get the credit for it. Matter of fact, the Democrats tried to downplay his efforts.
Yep, and remember he had the price of oil down. Now over in Iran, they're made a fortune in the last couple of years on their oil, enough to support this Hamas down attacking Israel.
He
and Biden's on the wrong side of this whole issue.
Can't argue that with you.
And it's sad when you have a country like ours, when you have people that don't understand the world. And Joe, you study the scripture, you understand why why things are happening.
Dan, we have to take our final.
We understand exactly why they attacked Israel and they hate United States.
Dan, we got to take our final break.
They want to rule the world.
Dan, we got to take our final break here. Thank you so much for your call. 570-743-9565. We'll probably not have time for more calls. We have one caller on the line, one final break to take. Hang on, caller. We'll be right with you.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Are you ready for a bank account that really benefits you? With a personal checking account at Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, you get just that. It's simple to open an account online or in person and includes all the modern conveniences you'd expect, like no minimum balance fees, free online and mobile banking, free remote deposit, free online bill pay, and more. ATM access is a breeze with over 40,000 ATMs nationwide through the MoneyPass network. Looking for more? The Secure Lock Equip app gives you the ability to turn your debit card on and off, set transaction limits, and alert you when a charge is made. Best of all, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust is a local bank that's been serving the community for over 150 years. The staff is experienced and ready to personalize service to fit your needs. Discover why Mifflinburg Bank and Trust is the bank you keep for life. Member FDIC.
Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, the bank you keep for life.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Okay, welcome back to the program. One last caller this morning. Who's this? Hello?
Al from Northumberland.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Al. You're on the mark.
Okay, I'll make this quick because the battle plan that I have and been ordered from above before has never been listened to. That's why we still have this problem. The battle plan is take no prisoners. Destroy everything. Don't take anything. Don't take any prisoners. And no plunder.
Well, who gave you this battle plan?
God.
And how
God gave that battle plan.
And where do we apply that? Where do we apply that?
Well, we don't have to go that far. I mean, because we aren't living in the Old Testament. But I think what would slow things down in the Middle East was make Gaza Strip a parking lot and stop the Iranian nuclear program as soon as possible. And that would be done with that aircraft carrier that's on its way over there. And maybe we ought to stick our nose into this one. And, you know, I think Trump would have talked to all the leaders and maybe got Saudi Arabia in on this, too.
I'll call back early tomorrow and get your full comment. And sorry, we're out of time this morning on the program. Thank you so much for calling. A busy day. We'll look forward to doing it all again tomorrow morning on The Mark and WKOK, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK, Sunbury.